In listening to guys talk today, and even Dave Tippett, you know, in terms of what you guys were expecting from yourselves coming into tonight after the delay, I don't know, seemed like you hoped the energy would be there, but necessarily weren't 100% sure. What did you think of the way the group came out after the layoff?
You know what, I thought our first period was just okay. I think, you know, we were kind of getting our feet going again. I thought Hutzmay did a great job early on, kind of holding us in, and you know, we had a couple chances, and you know, when you have chances that early and you haven't played in a long time, it can feel a bit awkward. So you know, but their guy made some saves too, so I thought I liked our game as we got into the second period and the third.
Good afternoon, everyone.
How important do you think this win could be for your group? Standings aside, I mean, this is a team you could face in the playoffs. This is a team that, you know, you're fighting for better positioning with, and you beat them soundly like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive win. You know, anytime you're coming down the stretch and you're playing teams ahead of you, you want to beat them and tighten the gap. So, you know, tonight was a big win for that. You know, there's teams underneath that are playing well. You know, you look at Calgary, they've strung a couple in a row and, you know, are making a push. So, you know, we can't just float our way in to the playoffs. You know, we got to put a couple wins together.
Daniel Nugent-Bowman, The Athletic.
Hi, Connor. You guys as a team had a ton of chances the first two periods against Connor Hellebuyck, who was only 1-0 heading into the third, but you guys kept with it. How much do you think this game should provide the template for you guys heading down the final stretch and into the playoffs here?
That was a good win. I think, you know, anytime you can replicate a win like tonight, it's going to be a good thing. So, you know, we should take a lot of lessons from tonight and keep in our game moving forward.
Dave Tippett, last Saturday being what it was, he said that's a game you want to burn the game tape. Is tonight the one that you bookmark or what have you and watch over and over again to take lessons from, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said earlier, there's lots of good things that happened tonight. I thought up and down throughout our lineup was, you know, everyone was solid. You know, guys were creating chances. You know, you look at what Nye did, using his speed and creating, you know, a power play, and you know that ends up being the game-winning goal. So, you know, those things are massive throughout a game, and especially a tight checking one like they are going to be through down the stretch and into the playoffs.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
Connor, Puljujärvi's goal, you and Leon, you were grinding it out along the boards, both of you, you know, battling guys, getting cross-checked, a couple of offensive zone turnovers. That's not those aren't plays that you and Leon always made, but now you're both real good at it and it's creating offense. Is that a growth in your game? Is that something that an older player figures out how to do? What is that?
Sorry, you cut out there for a sec. You're talking about battling for chances?
Yeah, like in the Puljujärvi goal, right? You and Leon both battled.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you got to battle out there in the D zone especially. But, you know, I think a lot of times when you get into the offensive zone, you can take the foot off the gas and you think it's going to be easy. But, you know, you got to think, you know, they're in the D zone and battling just as hard. So, you know, you got to outwork guys sometimes and work for your chances. I thought, you know, we did a good job of that tonight and Jess did a good job of staying open and putting away a good chance there.
So the coaching staff talked about, you know, you had some practices and Dave was really big on this last 14 games. We got to establish some things in our game. I'm sure they coached the heck out of you the last few days. And then you come out and play a complete game like this all the way through. That's got to be a big confidence builder in everybody that, you know, the system works when you use it properly. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, anytime you have a couple of days off, you can kind of regroup and look at your game and tweak the things that need to be tweaked and build on the things that you like. And I thought, you know, Tip and the coaching staff did a good job of that this week. I thought the players did a good job of buying in practice and working hard and keeping ourselves ready and coming out and getting rewarded for it.
Thank you.
Derek Van Dees, Post Media.
Hey, Connor. Just back to Jesse here. He hadn't been scoring a lot of goals lately, but how big was this goal for him? And what else had he been doing on that line if he wasn't scoring?
Well, he obviously works hard. you know, and he keeps pucks alive. He's a big man. He gets in on the forecheck, and you know, he's got a long reach, and he uses it to kind of poke pucks and you know, give us a chance to forecheck them back. So you know, he's definitely a good player, and it hasn't been going in for him, but you know, doesn't mean he hasn't had his looks. So you know, good for him to pot one tonight.
And Chase on the power play, getting that tip, that was big for him too. What does he provide at that front net front presence for you guys on that power play?
Well, I think you can almost credit him for two goals. I think, you know, Tice obviously has a great shot back there, but, you know, I'm not sure that goes in without Chase or being a big man in front. So, you know, that's you know, just as good as scoring a goal. So you don't see it on the stat line, but, you know, that's a massive play for us. And then obviously the third one there, tipping it in, you know, shows his good hands for a big man.
Your maths and post media.
Connor, you talked about the shots from Barry. It seemed to me that because Winnipeg was maybe trying to cut away that pass from yourself over to Leon, you had to get the puck back to the point, and you know that opens things up too with the shot from the point, because the Jets can't just watch Leon. Is that too simplistic?
No, I think you're bang on there. You know, the Jets' kill is probably a little more passive than the ones we usually see. You know, they don't extend their forwards, so you know, it's tough to kind of get underneath them and make plays. So when you're doing that, you gotta stay above them and pass it above them and shoot pucks. And you know, I think Leo had, you know, five good looks from that one side, and Tice had a couple of good looks from up there. So, you know, we're a power play that's going to take what you give us, and that's what they wanted to give us. So, you know, I thought, you know, we did a good job capitalizing.
And one other question. When Nugent Hopkins got hurt and wasn't going to play, most of us thought they'd split up the line and put Leon back at center. And Dave Tippett said, no, I still kind of like that line with you and Leon together. You know, were you hoping that you stay together, or do you just figure that because you're playing the Jets and they got, you know, a bigger center group, second and third line? That's just what I was wondering if you might split.
Yeah. I mean, they got, you know, they're as deep up front as any team around the league. So, you know, they're a tough matchup for any team, but you know, when you're missing a player like Nuge, it's obviously especially tough. But I thought all four lines, you know, did a great job, especially the, you know, 2, 3, and 4. I thought they did an amazing job of keeping momentum, you know, limiting their chances, creating their own chances and drawing penalties. I thought they did an amazing job. You know, as for playing with Leo, I obviously love it. It's something that it's a lot of fun.